Welcome back to NewsRamp Media and Journalism for Friday evening, April 17, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit NewsRamp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. NewsCrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted NewsCrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Renewables on the rise in the U.S. despite opposition from Trump. Renewable energy in the United States reached new highs last year, with clean sources generating about 26% of the country's electricity, enough to power over 100 million homes for a year. Despite opposition from the Trump administration favoring fossil fuels, renewables accounted for about 33% of total utility-scale capacity, showcasing their increasing importance in the national energy mix.
Tel Aviv, Seoul clash over shared video depicting child abuse. Tensions have escalated between Tel Aviv and Seoul following a video shared by South Korea's president, causing outrage in Israel. The social media post, initially meant to shed light on human suffering, has now become a diplomatic issue. Israel has yet to respond to Seoul's latest statements, underscoring the impact of world leaders' words on international relations. This dispute involving Rumble Inc. serves as a reminder of the delicate balance in global interactions.
EDI marks 7 years of nurturing early childhood development and bringing families together. Hispanic Information and Telecommunication Network, Inc. HITNEN celebrates the 7th anniversary of EDI, a premium content platform for preschoolers in Latin America and the U.S. Hispanic market. With a focus on meaningful, safe, and joy-filled stories, EDI continues to provide families with a trusted space for children's growth and development. The platform expands its offerings with new series like Las Canciones de Plim Plim and Vera and the Rainbow Kingdom, alongside beloved classics like Paw Patrol and Care Bears.
Jorge Pardias, CEO of Globo Fran, on the cover of Welcome to America magazine. In the latest issue of Welcome to America magazine, Globo Fran CEO Jorge Pardias discusses strategies for navigating the new U.S. immigration landscape. Despite increased restrictions and fees, Globo Fran saw growth in 2025, assisting international investors with investment visas. Pardias highlighted the government's support for these visas, while noting challenges for other categories. For more information, visit www.negociosmagazine.com.
Gold pulls back as the dollar strengthens, U.S.-Iran talks blow up. Gold saw a 0.2% decline to $4,740 per ounce as the dollar strengthened following the collapse of U.S.-Iran talks. However, the metal slightly recovered to $4,758 on Tuesday. Collective Mining Limited, NYSE, American, CNL, and other stakeholders are closely monitoring global developments amid this market uncertainty.
Gallup poll finds growing negative sentiment among Gen Z toward AI. A recent Gallup poll reveals a growing negative sentiment among Gen Z towards artificial intelligence. Despite the increasing use of AI in schools and workplaces, young people are starting to question the long-term benefits and safety of these tools. This shift in attitude could impact companies like Core AI Holdings, Inc., providing valuable insights for the future of AI technology.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.